You're listening to SBS News.
Australian News is back on Facebook. Pages of media publishers, including SBS News, were reinstated early on Friday morning, a week after the social media giant abruptly blocked Australian users from posting or sharing article links. The ban, prompted by a world-first piece of legislation, caused a massive stir, both locally and internationally, and comes amid a global conversation about whether tech giants should have to compensate news publishers for their content. Here's what you need to know. How did it get to this? Australians woke last Thursday to find news pages on Facebook had been wiped blank. Crucial sources of health information, the Weather Bureau and domestic violence services were also blocked. The move outraged human rights advocates, including Sophie McNeil of Human Rights Watch Australia.
To just suddenly turn off essential news and information to an entire country in the dead of the night, it's just excessive and outrageous. So many Australians rely on this platform for vital information. We're in the middle of bushfire season, we're in the middle of a pandemic, that what Facebook has done is so alarming and dangerous.
It was in response to the federal government's media bargaining code, forcing international platforms to pay for news content, which had passed the House of Representatives the night before. Peter Lewis, the director of the Australia Institute's Centre for Responsible Technology, was scathing of the platform's decision too.
It's arrogant and it's reckless behaviour by Facebook. It appears they've launched an attack on Australian society. We have reports of domestic violence services, public health websites, even the Bureau of Meteorology being blocked on Facebook.
Then on Tuesday last week, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg announced the government had agreed to amend the code, following discussions with the tech giant. The amended legislation passed Parliament on Thursday, and on Friday, just a week after the ban, Australians woke up to find news pages restored. The snap ban, which Facebook has since defended, but also described as erring on the side of over-enforcement, was roundly criticised around the world, including by Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
Of increasing concern are the non-transparent policies of social media platforms, which single-handedly ban or censor user content, blatantly manipulating public opinion.
The fallout has been closely monitored by other nations, including Britain and Canada, which have indicated they may pursue similar legislation. So, what is the media code? Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the code was critical to ensuring the future of free media through deals with tech companies. How does it work exactly? The new law makes Australia the first nation in the world where a government arbiter can set the price Facebook and Google pay domestic media to show their content if private negotiations fail. The government says it will ensure that media outlets are fairly paid for their content and help sustain public interest journalism in Australia. So why is being financially compensated important? Well, because according to the country's competition monitoring service, for every $100 spent by Australian advertisers online, $49 goes to Google and $24 goes to Facebook, depriving news outlets of revenue. Both Facebook and Google have argued they have no obligation to pay media companies for content online. Not everyone is convinced the new legislation will address this issue, including Eric Goldman, the co-director of High Tech Law Institute at Santa Clara University.
There's a fair amount of populism support for the Australia move, with the idea that Google and Facebook have more money than they can spend, and journalists are suffering, and journalism is suffering. And as a result, the Australian brokering of a deal between publishers and these tech giants is going to lead to more money that will produce socially valuable journalism. Unfortunately, the way the Australian regulators configured the solution isn't going to advance that whatsoever. Much of that money won't go into the hands of journalists or journalism. And it points out the more systematic problem that if we value journalism as a society, relying on the market to produce it may not give us everything that we want.
So what's next? Facebook and Google have been striking private deals with Australian news organisations in recent weeks, and this is likely to continue. On Friday, Facebook announced it had signed letters of intent with smaller publishers, Private Media, Schwartz Media, and Solstice Media. Seven West Media has a similar arrangement. Negotiations with other outlets are underway. While there have been fears smaller and regional Australian publishers will be left out of revenue-sharing deals with Facebook and Google, ACCC Chair Rod Sims says he's confident that will not be the case.
I just don't see why Google and Facebook would leave them out. I can understand that even Google and Facebook have got a limited number of people to do negotiations, so it takes time.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.